Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All right, Peyton, what do we got for the podcast today?
So we have Michelle and Heather from East Valley Paranormal on the line with us. They're super cool, super sweet ladies. I've been talking to Michelle quite often. They began as like a two-woman team, and they started investigating because like, they were being bombarded with like spiritual activity, I think, or paranormal activity, should we say. But I don't know. That's kind of where we're going from.
Okay. All right. I feel like they've been on the air with us before. I mean, have you guys been on the air with us before?
We have not, but we've been longtime fans, actually.
That's right.
Have you guys messaged us before?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because I know I'm familiar with the name, the Instagram account or something. But anyway, so what do you guys have for us today?
We have some crazy stories for you today about a fairly brand new building that's haunted as heck.
How does that happen? You would think old buildings would be the ones that have all the ghosts.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the land that it was built on. So where we're at is kind of a known area for a lot of just a lot of slaughtering of innocent people.
Yeah.
We live in the downtown Mesa area, and we investigate there a lot. There's a lot of history there with Native American history. There's a lot of history with just like violence, gang violence at one point. So we kind of like, we really do our research into everything before we check it out.
Yeah, this kind of was, it hit us unexpectedly because we started experiencing like, in a brand new building, we're experiencing some really funky happenings. Doors slamming open, balloons traveling across the room to harass people, lights turning off and on.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's something we've seen in a long time, is our angry balloons.
Yeah. Well, it was really, it was kind of a funny story because it came down and came across the room at me, and I started kind of fighting with it, which is, it was kind of funny.
I hope you won. I hope you had a needle with you. You could end that fight pretty quick. Run!
Oh my God. Wait, hold on a second. This is really random, but Heather, are you my daughter's tap teacher?
Yes.
What?
What?
And you didn't know that this was part of her world?
No, because I recognize your voice. And the like a couple like weeks ago when I saw you, you asked me if the castle we stayed in was haunted, and you told me you did this. Yes. And I was like, wait, I'm putting two and two together. This is amazing. Okay.
That's so weird. Random.
How have you guys, like, because Kyle's had all kinds of paranormal activity in her life. How have you guys not
really
talked about that?
Well, I mean, like, because
did we not talk about that?
We should have, but the first time I found out you did stuff like this was when you asked me about the castle, because she was getting like haunted vibes from the pictures of the castle we stayed at for my birthday.
Oh,
yeah. And it is kind of creepy.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry. Let's keep going about the balloon fight. I couldn't get past that. Okay.
I was actually wondering if you were going to recognize her voice or not. I was like, I have a feeling she's going to recognize you.
It's so funny. I'm like, Heather. That's why I'm like, Peyton. I'm like, Heather? Like, we're kind of looking at each other, having like an off concept. I'm like, I got to ask before we move on. Okay.
Kind of opposite jobs, really.
Awesome. It's so fun.
Tap teacher, Ghostbuster. Like, there's not a whole lot of those combos out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Michelle and Heather, I have a question for you guys. So you guys are, what's your relationship to each other? Are you guys just friends, sisters? Like, how did you guys decide to kind of start exploring this together?
Well, we began actually coordinating events for the gallery together. And almost when we first moved in, we've just been really good friends ever since then.
Yeah, we moved into the same building, and so we're neighbors, and
we recorded, like Michelle said, we were doing these events, and we were doing a lot of events in this art gallery where we have a lot of activity, and it just kind of spiraled from there.
Okay, so take us back to the balloon attacking you.
Okay. We were wrapping up an event, and actually, I'm an intuitive counselor, so these kind of things are things that I'm sort of used to anyway, and I don't really pay attention to them. So when the balloon, they kept coming down from the ceiling and going back up, and one of them came down from the ceiling, and it was towards the end of the evening when I was cleaning some things up. We were packing up and getting ready to go, and the balloon just made a beeline across the room at me.
We're talking like about...
Remember the song?
What is that?
It's 99 Red Balloons.
We had a lot of balloons in there that night, but
not only there was 99, but it was pretty close.
Yeah. So this one just was coming at me, and I was like, not in the mood, guys. We're cleaning up. So I batted it aside, and it came back, and I batted it aside again, and I did it for a couple minutes until I looked up and saw this woman sitting across the room. And she was watching the whole thing. And I didn't acknowledge it or think about it until I saw her face. And I was like, crap.
Her jaw was like on the floor. Like, we were like, what the heck? It was so weird.
But it eventually stopped coming after me. I think it noticed. We were being noticed also. I'm like, hey,
be explained away by the little static electricity on your sweater? The balloons coming at you?
It traveled 20 feet across the room.
Yeah, it was pretty
far. You need dryer sheets. You got to get those at the dryer.
Yeah. No, that was actually it.
That now when we go in there. We pin a bunch of dryer sheets to our bodies so that doesn't happen.
So when you are trained in the paranormal world and also a trained tap dancer, when a balloon attacks you, do you heel-toe, and get out of the way? Heel-toe.
What is it? As fast as I can.
I forget what my sister took tap. It was heel-toe something. Yeah. That's how you got it. That's what I visualized. Exactly what Kyle's doing. You heel-toe.
Shuffle ball change.
Here comes the balloon. Shuffle ball change.
That's how we try to throw them off.
Yeah, you're annoying the ghosts.
You guys are a trip.
I hope you change shoes before you go on an adventure.
Because it's really intense, and you have to do the kickball change.
Because more balloons. Quick, do the Chattanooga choo-choo.
What?
The Chattanooga choo-choo.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
If you're hunting for ghosts, you really need some quieter footwear to sneak up on them.
Right. Speaking of hunting for ghosts, though, have you guys ever been, like, followed home from a ghost or something like that, or some spiritual being?
Yes. We have a story behind that.
Tell us.
We've had a couple of instances. One time, me and my son had a big investigation. We were in Bisbee, and we came home, and I think it was like the next night or something. Me and my son were sitting, and we were having dinner, and we were like, "Oh, let's watch a movie." And this, like, nickel flew across the room and hit the television and came back down. And my son just picked up his dinner and goes, "I'm going to go eat in my room," and just, like, took off. And I was like, "Thanks for leaving me here." So we had to, like, stage the house and cleanse it. But it happens. It does happen every once in a while. You just have to really protect yourself in certain cases.
How do you protect yourself?
Ah, boy. That's a good question. Well, crystals help. And protective amulets.
Protective amulets, crystals.
There was one night, the night that we had our biggest poltergeist case. We did say a prayer before we went in because it was getting a little crazy and we were scared, to be honest. Like, it was a little petrifying. And then we stayed our homes, when we come back and all that good stuff.
You go ahead.
No. That night we actually had, that one night we actually had, something try to follow us out.
Don't,
yeah.
Do you think that there's a sense that you have? Like sometimes, like if you walk into like your grandma's house, there's good vibes. It smells like food. And when you walk into a place that's creepy, isn't it the opposite where all of your senses almost warn you, like, we probably shouldn't be here. So why do you still walk into that room?
That is true. We did get a lot of those warnings. We got a lot of those warnings. We walked right in, though. We bolted right in. And that night, we kind of paid for it. Yeah. The night with the first EVP that we'd like for you guys to listen to, these all occurred that night.
Yeah.
And he was very angry with us.
Okay, the room is just really heavy when you walk into a situation like that. It's almost like you can't breathe sometimes. And then you'll get like, just all your hair will stand up on end too. So you kind of, there is like red flags before we walk into any place like that.
Okay, we're going to play something. So this is it. This is that night?
Yep, this is that night.
Let's hear.
So what are we listening to there?
Well, that is the room being trashed that's empty. When we came back afterwards to grab our equipment, we had to move chairs and brooms out of the way to cross the room to get our equipment out.
Brooms?
Yeah. And I don't know if you could hear what that last part said. You'd have to bleep it probably, but it says I'm ready to bleep you.
Oh, with a broom?
Yeah, right at the end there, it says I'm ready to bleep you. And the first part when you hear it, he's definitely calling us bitch.
What?
Okay.
Okay, let's hear it again.
Yeah.
Chill.
Why would you stay in that room? Why would you stay there? You know that's nuts.
Well, what's weird is we actually were not in there. We had put our recording devices in there, and we actually left because there it was getting the EVPs we were capturing before that were getting kind of violent. Like it told us it wanted to kill us and it would get us and all this stuff. So we had just put the recording devices in there, and we actually left the building. We actually went like two floors up and just left everything running. So when we came back, we had no idea that the room had been trashed. We were shocked. And listening back to that, like, it was so violent how things were getting thrown around. And like Michelle said, our stuff was like buried. We had to like crawl over things. It's just basically a walk-in closet with like folding chairs and mops and, you know, just like a regular like closet stuff, and it was just destroyed. So to see that was very shocking, and we just, like I said, we walked in having no idea like what was going on.
Yeah, we don't know what to expect until we listen to the recording afterwards, pretty much.
So do you try to do research to find out like maybe who the ghost was or how that person died or anything like that?
Well, honestly, there are so many different voices that come out of that space that it sort of feels like a repository or, I don't know, for lack of a better word, a portal where people can just come through and communicate. Because there are many, many different voices come through.
Like, yeah.
The next EVP we're going to listen to is the same voice that you could hear from the first one. And he's saying, he's saying something kind of creepy. But the next two that are after that are completely different voices. It feels like a completely different room, completely different space, but it's not. It's all on the same recording.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying there, if you couldn't hear it, he's saying, come to me.
Oh, I heard it.
Sounds like he's stapling papers to me.
No, I heard it. Turn it again, Rich.
Got to do office work in the afterlife, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if I heard that.
You can hear it.
It's like, come to me.
Yeah. While he's stapling.
Creepy, yes. While he's
come to me. My stapler's almost out. I need a refill.
It sounds like one heel toe tap.
Maybe she's practicing.
Ball change.
I understand we have some paranormal investigators coming in today, group. One of them is also a tap dancer.
I see your Billy Shuffle.
So when they come in, I like to start off a little slow. I'm going to show them a little heel-toe tap. And then later as we go on.
We're kindred spirits.
I'm the ghost of Gregory Hines.
What's the next one?
The next one is kind of actually humorous. It's the only funny one I think we've gotten.
It's not a funny topic.
Right.
Just his voice, it was kind of unexpected.
We didn't expect to hear him tell us his situation quite this way.
I just heard I died.
It happens too fast.
He says, look, I died, and he's got an accent.
Oh. What does he say?
I heard him say, I died.
He says, look, I died.
Okay, hold on a second. So there's nothing in the room. You grab a recorder and that's the audio you hear?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the first clip you've played where I think it's clearly a voice to me.
And he's Irish.
Like that's and there's nobody, there is nobody else in that building. There wasn't a janitor walking through. There's nothing.
No, in fact, we usually go in pretty late at night, like midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And at that time, I am the only one on the premises with a key. So there's nobody in there, like me and Michelle. And sometimes our team members are in there. But when these were all recorded, it was just me and Michelle pretty much that were in there. And some of these, we actually put the recorders in and leave so that we're like, it doesn't catch our voices or anything like that. There's a certain way, a certain thing we set up to kind of make that happen. And like Michelle said, we don't know what's on those recordings until we come back and we listen to the EVPs and we're shocked sometimes what's on there.
Okay, so you're not like a lot of those shows where it's like a douchey dude in an Affliction shirt trying to piss off a ghost going, come at me, bro. You guys just set up the recorder and you totally leave and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, absolutely not. We go at it from a very caring standpoint. We know that we are coexisting with whatever this is. So we go in with respect, really.
Yeah, usually we'll go in and we'll ask anybody, like, does anyone need help? Does anyone have a message? We'll stay in there for a while. It's not like we just go in and throw a recorder down. Like, we do things beforehand. We record. We kind of talk to them. Sometimes we play, like, a low frequency a vibration just kind of, like, to raise the vibe or actually lower the vibration in that room. Sometimes they latch on to that. So we kind of, like, just approach it from a very
intentional place. Yeah,
you know what the thing is for me is, like, let's say this is all real. What is the ghost trying to say? Like, why is he saying I died? Or is it really a ghost? Is it just energy? Is it like, why is it I remember watching this this is gonna sound weird, but if you work with me on if you see the Loki, the TV show Loki on Disney. At one point, he got stuck in this little time thing where he kept repeating. It was like he was in prison.
Right.
And it was a time loop doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. And it's like maybe that spirit is just a memory just sitting there saying, maybe. I died. Look, I died. Look, I died. Look, I like what? Like what's he trying to tell? Is he talking to you? Is it just something that happens in there every night at the same time? Like, what is that?
Now, in this case, I think these were more residual in the respect that, like, look, I died. That would have been like a memory kind of a thing, something that got stuck in the ground, stuck in the walls. You know, because a lot of things repeat. Like, look, I died, I have only heard once.
Yeah. Okay.
But there are sometimes some repeating EVPs that repeat in different voices even.
A residual haunt is exactly what you said. It's energy that was in the room. So, or they'll be like a spirit that if they walk down the hallway every night and kiss their kids good night, if that person's died, that you may still see that person walk down the hall every night and go into their child's room. And, you know, it is just energy that's trapped. And a lot of staircases get a residual haunting because they're so busy. A lot of, like, front doors in a building, bathroom areas where there's a lot of people. It's energy trapped in there. So some are residual haunts and some are intelligent haunts.
Yeah, okay, when they're replying to us and answering our questions, they are there. They are with us. Yeah.
Did you research the building and see if there's anybody from another country that was there? They said, look, I died. Is there an Irish person that died there?
Well, you see, there would have been a lot of people from another country here because when the temple was being built in Mesa, where we are is where the people who built the temple, where their houses were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and before that, a lot of immigrants there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of immigrants here. And before that, back to like 1500, I believe, we would have had this whole entire place was covered in Hohokam farms.
So how do you know if you have a residual or what you said, would you say intentional? Or
intelligent.
So
it usually, like, if we ask questions and they answer, or obviously if they're moving things around or
if
something like that.
If they call our name.
If we get our name called a lot. Yeah.
A lot.
Heck no.
Then we kind of know we're dealing with an intelligent haunch. We had an investigation at the Nile Theater, and that's our actually first pilot that we're working on for our show. It was amazing, and there was a lot of residual energy there. At one point, the Nile Theater in downtown Mesa was a dress shop, and we heard this lady say, Michelle does it best.
She says, I said you could have the hat, but Karen, I want that dress now.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And those also, but we're not ready for those ones today.
And we listen to that all the time and laugh because we're like, oh my gosh, like it was literally like two women kind of like bickering over like dresses and hats. And we were like, it's so weird. It's just super strange. And so a lot of those times when the EVPs kind of don't make sense and we're like, where did that come from? Usually those are residual and they're just looping. Like you said, it's like a ghost loop. They just loop over and over and over again.
Okay, so let's say someone's listening to this podcast. They want you guys to come to their haunted house. Is there a number or a website they can go to?
Yes, absolutely. They can go to www.evpinvestigates.com. We are also East Valley Paranormal on Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. If you go to our Instagram, you can hit our link tree, and it'll take you literally to everything that we have.
Yeah, we're on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all the goods.
All the good ones.
All right, and Heather, if they want to hire you for tap dancing?
Yeah, you can use that same link. She will respond. It's all right. You just said private clients are the best, so okay. Just send those out.
Michelle, what is your other job?
I'm a graphic artist and a photographer.
Okay. Thank you both for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.